Now, it was about 18 months ago that I was joined by theatre director Graham Watts, who just coerced the Lord Lieutenant of Essex, Jennifer Tolhurst, to form the Essex Women's Commemorative Project. Now, he would hope to install more than 65 blue plaques across the county by the end of 2022, the first of which, of course, commemorated the Colchester birthplace of the English philosopher, poet and scientist, writer and playwright, Margaret Lucas Cavendish. And although you might not have achieved 65 plaques, you've done pretty well, haven't you?
We haven't done badly, Scott, to be honest with you. We've got three being unveiled in the next couple of weeks, a bit like buses, three all come at once.
Crikey, that's going some, isn't it?
It is going some, and it will take us to 25 all in all spread right across the county within 18 months, so with many more to come. So we're quite pleased with the public's reaction.
So what's happening first? Which is the first one up?
So the first one is next Sunday the 19th of March, and that's to Hester Woodley, and it's at St Mary's Church, Little Parndon. It's at 9:30, and then just by coincidence, the following Sunday the 26th of March, at Southend Victoria Station at 12 noon, there's a plaque to Princess Dunabulu, who was the first woman of colour known to have entered a beauty contest, and that was at the Kersal in Southend, 1908. And finally, it's Friday the 31st of March at the new Wickford Library, where the Lord Lieutenant will be unveiling a plaque to Hannah Lake, and that's also at noon. These are public events, by the way, they're not private, so anybody's welcome to come along and join us.
Great stuff. Now, I'll be honest, I've never previously heard of most of these people, so can you please outline their individual claims to fame? And so perhaps we should take them in order.
Yeah, okay. I mean, to be honest with you, you're not alone. Most people don't know anything about them, which is because it's the whole point of putting the plaque up so that we can discover Essex's rich heritage. But Hester Woodley, she was a slave, and she was on a slave plantation owned by the Woodley family. So, in fact, although her name was Hester, Woodley would not have been her surname. Mm. That was imposed on her as part of the slavery. But they brought her to Little Parndon, which is near Harlow in Essex, and she worked there all of her life. And it's quite unusual for a slave to be an enslaved person to be commemorated with a headstone once they pass on. And in fact, that is what happened to Hester. She has a headstone there in the graveyard with some really moving words. So obviously, she was very much thought of in that area. And then, secondly, as I said, Princess Dunabulu. She came to, well, she tried to enter a beauty contest in Great Yarmouth, and she was banned. So she telegrammed to Southend and said, could she enter this beauty contest at Southend? And first of all, they said no. They said, no, local prejudice, don't come. Well, she did go. And not only did she go, but she entered herself for example, Best Blonde, which meant that she couldn't, you know, there's no way she's going to win Best Blonde, obviously. But it was an act of, defiance. What is it that we consider to be beautiful and so on? And simply because she had a darker skin, she should have been considered. And she was. And there's a famous poem that was written about her and so on. So we're looking forward to that one.
I believe she was paraded through the streets in an open carriage.
She was, because after they said no, they suddenly realised that this is a massive publicity stunt.
Right.
And, 3,000 people turned up at Southend Kersal.
Yeah.
To see this strange, exotic being who called herself Princess Dunabulu of Senegal.
Wonderful name.
It is. Whether she came from there or not, we don't know. We don't really care. But she certainly changed public perceptions over 100 years ago. And then we have Hannah Lake, who was born in Wickford around 1620. And when she was 15, she went to America, like many did from, for example, Billericay around that time, because of religious discrimination and so on.
Yeah.
And she became a founding mother of America. She married John Gallup, who people probably know from the famous Gallup polls and so on. But then her descendants are absolutely extraordinary. Three presidents, two first ladies, the poets Emily Dickinson and Robert Frost, General Douglas MacArthur, Carol Lombard. The list goes on and on and on.
I must confess, I'd never heard of a founding mother before. This is a new term.
Yeah, of course, there's the Daughters of the Revolution that people might know of, you know.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, I mean, if you look at that long line of people, because, of course, when they arrived there, of course, it was just the Native Americans, you know, quite frankly, the settlers stole the land from them and
yeah.
so on, you know. but once that was all established... you know, they were quite well known within that particular area, particularly in the fields of politics.
Mm.
She's buried in Mystic, if people have ever seen that Julia Roberts film Mystic Pizza. That's exactly where she is in Connecticut. But yeah, she's got lots of famous ancestors, including somebody at the place where we're going to put the plaque up in Wickford Library.
Well, that's a bit of a fluke, isn't it? Who's that?
Well, I mean, we were looking for somewhere to put the plaque, and because of those artists, you know, as I said, the poets and playwrights and so on, we looked at, sort of, you know, look at the new Wickford Library, that's fantastic, you know. So we went inside and asked the librarian, you know, about the possibilities of placing a plaque there. And from her accent, I could see she's American, and I said, oh, you're from America? She said, yeah. I said, where are you from? She said, Ohio. I said, that's funny. And I started to do my spiel like I've just done with you about Hannah Lake and all her assets. I said, because the lady outside is Hannah Lake. She wasn't, and she cut me off. And she said, oh, I know who she is. She said, she's one of my ancestors. So 400 years later, just by utter coincidence, we're putting a plaque up where one of the Hannah Lake's descendants works. It's remarkable.
Incredible. And she's going to be talking as well, isn't she, speaking?
She will, yes. Her name is Sarah Weeks Jones. I should have said that. The Lord Lieutenant will unveil the plaque and obviously speak as well. There'll be a reception, and Sarah will be speaking. We've seen her family tree. It's quite impressive, to be honest with you. And she'll be speaking about her ancestors and what they mean to her and how she came to be living and working in Essex.
And the plaque unveiling there, when is that?
That's Friday the 31st of March at 12 noon.
Absolutely amazing. Now, could I just briefly just go back to Hester Woodley? Because, as you say, she was obviously very well thought of by her, I don't know.
Enslavers, I guess.
Enslavers, yeah. Yes. But despite that, as I understand it, she had to leave her children, or most of her children, behind in the Caribbean.
Yeah, she did. The plantation had the very chilling name of The Prophet.
Oh, grief.
You know, so obviously that's what they were there for, to make money off the backs of enslaved people.
Yeah.
But yeah, she did. I mean, her daughter and granddaughter did come to Harlow at various times,
yeah.
You know, because their so-called employers, anyway, were transferring them backwards and forwards the whole time, you know, to work there. So it's sad, but I think also inspirational that despite all of those... well, the tremendous suffering that she must have gone through as an enslaved person, you know, she still was able to be well regarded, and that word we rarely see nowadays, which is respected, you know.
Yeah. So, have you got any more events up and coming before too long?
Well, you said, you know, 65. Yeah, we have got 65 on the list, and there'll be 25 by the end of the month. But yeah, we've got many, many more coming up. We've got, obviously, we work in partnership with organisations throughout Essex. And watch this space.
Good stuff. All right. Well, when you do, let us know and we'll get you back in here again.
Okay.
And put you on the rack, as it were.
Okay,
thanks very much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you, Scott.